possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 o'clock hour with the Tolo still representing here in Red Oak. Firehouse Tour continuing on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan, 547 Methodist. We still got some Whataburger breakfast and coffee, so thanks to them for always supplying by our side. And Fraser Roofs and Gutters, along with Firehouse Movers, responsible for the Firehouse Tour continuing on DFW Sports Station. Micah Parsons trade reaction with you on the Fantex and the phone lines. Mike Florio will join us at 8:40 from ProFootballTalk.com.
And a couple of quick shout-outs from the break. Reagan and her dad, Taylor, from Ovilla came by. And then we said hey to Shamira from Red Oak. So thank you to everybody that stopped by. And it's been full. This has been the most consistent throughout the show crowd. Yeah. I think we've had at any stop.
Jerry Jones was asked last night at the press conference, does this now mean you guys are in a rebuild?
Well, again, we've certainly got a new coaching staff. And a third of all the players are new. And so, obviously, there is freshness. We'll use the word new on that basis. But we have the highest paid player in the NFL at quarterback. And we made that commitment last year, and we're proud we made it. It had everything to do with this decision. Mm-hmm. Everything. It is give us every opportunity with Dak Prescott and Lamb and the base that we've got to win now. And so all you need to do, this would, I'm not so sure this would have been results had we not had Dak. But the fact that we have Dak, we need to stop the run. We really do. We need to get the ball back.
All right, Choppy. For those upset about this, not enough return. You don't trade the generational talent. You've screwed yourself this year. You're getting end of first round picks. Make us feel better.
Well, I can't make you feel better about the return. The return is what it is. I'm not a huge fan of it. I'm fine with it, right? If I'm going to be nitpicky, I would have liked more, but I'm fine with the return. I'm fine with the cash savings. You know, you're saving $47.5 million. Jerry said during camp, that's four starters. You get four starters for that money.
You're saving $47 million into the future. You're saving $20 instantly this year.
Right. So now this year doesn't do anything, but it does roll over.
Yeah, I mean, you could roll it over, or if they do decide to make a deal at the deadline, if they feel like they're in contention, or to get extensions done with guys like Blandon Smith.
Absolutely. So you do what I... One thing you do is you get some depth out of it.
Do.
Yeah. You get some depth. Also, of the top 10 highest paid defensive players in the NFL, only one has won a Super Bowl, and only one more even knows the address to the Super Bowl, and that's Nick Bosa. The rest of them have not made it. So paying defensive players premium money has not really worked out the way they want. The way teams think. Depth on defense, stars on offense. But, what this does is it allows them to at least have a plan. We just talked about this. Jerry mentioned it. You said it earlier. When you pay Dak $60 million, you don't make this kind of move.
Right.
Right? You don't make this kind of move.
You don't bring in Pickens and make this type of move.
Right. Those are all win-now moves. Dak, signing Dak to $60 million is a win-now decision. This is not a win-now decision. Is this a change in philosophy? Is this a, I'm sick of this guy? Is this my money got mad?
By the way, Jerry Jones is going to want credit for, and if you hate this, my theory is that the gambler could not have come out at a worse time. My theory is that this brought up and stirred up some of the memories about loyalty, Jimmy, Micah. Stirred up some of the memories about the Herschel deal. He dropped Herschel again last night. So it's a stretch of a theory, but it's a theory that some of those emotions were like, hey, I did this in my glory time. Maybe we can go ahead. My principles are not changing about loyalty. You agreed to a deal. We had multiple negotiations, and let's try to get a return. But he's like, and then the gambler, this is a gamble. It's a gamble in the wrong way to me in order to try to win now because I don't want to go through a losing season. But Jerry last night's like, I get criticized. Mishota asked him. Mishota was in the studio. He goes, they don't move off star players. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. And Jerry's like, I'm criticized for not moving off star players. You talk about all the time. And now I did.
Yeah, and now he does. So, look, is this also is a legacy move for Jerry. If they go, and this also, I think, puts Dak on a clock of some kind. They've got...
Well, we thought it was a two-year clock anyway.
Well, yeah, and now it may be a one-year clock.
It's a one-year clock to me.
Now, financially, right, the way it sets up, Dak, after, if you were to do a pre-June 1 cut, it's still not worth... You still can't do it until after next season.
You're locked in until probably 27.
Also... 26 season.
After 27, you're locked in.
Wait,
and
after
that would still be $50 million dead cap.
Right. If you post June 1 them, you could get out of it after next year, where you have $45 million in savings and $23 million of dead cap if you post June 1 them. I suppose you could trade them. But what this does is you now have ammo and an idea to where we can move on from Dak if we want to.
Man, that's the other thing that flooded my timeline yesterday was Arch.
Because, let's be honest.
I'm now rooting for Arch. I can't stand Longhorn fans, Bobby included. But now I want Arch Manning to sit here and my Whataburger guy just turned his back on me. I want Arch Manning to go out here and set records and blow up the entire world of college football. I'm going to go horns up because I want to have a little bit of hope for this hype story.
So, look, if this thing comes down to... Arch is not coming out this year. Okay, he's gonna play 2 years.
He might slow down, Archie.
He might.
What if he destroys and wins the national title? He might. I don't think he will. The Manning way, but
it's not in the Manning DNA. I will say this: I've bought in on Arch Manning. All right,
based on
every other Manning has been a legend. Like, do you think it just cuts with him?
That's not a way to justify it.
I think it is.
Good genes, baby. Good genes.
There's something with that DNA. All right. This is some Amon Ra's
Archie's
dad.
DNA.
This is some Amon Ra's dad. You can only cut it once.
Yeah, cut it.
Yeah. They didn't cut it. There's no cut, right?
He's going to be great because his last name.
Every other Manning that has made the NFL has been a legend. Okay. I don't know. It's not like it's just one. It's three people, you know? It's
okay.
Three. It's like the Matthews family. You knew Clay was going to be good. Clay Jr. Right? You knew.
So now I have to go and give you all the other sons in sports who weren't good?
If you've already established two generations, the third is not a bad bet.
It's Boone.
Okay.
It's Boone, man. You knew Brett and Aaron were going to be good. Because Ray and Bob were good. You knew it was going to happen, right? So if you were able to go down and you play this year out and you see how it goes, right? There's nothing you can do about this year. You play it out. You get the next year, you take, if you see that this is not going to work, you take one of those Green Bay picks and you trade down and you get another, or you take one of your own picks and you trade down and you get another first. And then the next year, you take those first and you move up and you get Arch Manning. And that is where Jerry's legacy now sits. And that's where he could get credit.
And this is Jerry Jones talking about what they could do now with these extra picks.
And I'm just going to give you this. Not only do we immediately get a player, but those draft picks could get us, I'm talking top Pro Bowl type players, could, not necessarily, you're going to be quick to say, you won't necessarily get those players, you got to draft them or acquire them. But they could get us as few as three or as many as five outstanding players. Now, not only do they contribute in a game that needs a lot of players on the field, not to be elementary, but they also give you better odds that they're going to be a high percentage of those are going to be available. The other thing that I want to say is we not only gives us four first-round picks over the next 2 years, we not only do that, nothing says we can't use some of those picks right now to go get somebody right now. Don't rule that out.
So I will give Jerry Jones this piece of credit.
Finally, after 15 years, Sean.
That's right. I'm stunned that he did this. Now, Jerry's going to come on all the stations and all the shows and say we're better with Kenny Clark and the two picks. Hogwash. I don't even know if he believes that.
No.
I'm shocked that Jerry Jones punted on a season at the age of 82.
I am too. That was always the thing because I got tired for a bad time.
Yep.
That was always the thing. He was never that.
And you were always, to RJ's team building philosophy point, you're always held hostage by Jerry's window. Time for the bad time. Stunned. And I give him credit for changing that philosophy, unless he totally does believe that they're better, which you can't. I give him credit for changing it to age of 82 with Jerry's shrinking window.
But if you're going to do this, don't you have to just blow the whole thing up?
Do you?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I'm just throwing that out there.
But what does that mean?
Well, I mean, I think...
Trade Dak Prescott next year and talking about a cap hit.
It would be a cap hit.
You're going to trade Lamb. They got Kenny Clark to try to sell us and sell them on still being decent enough this year.
That's right.
That's why they cut out whatever amount of teams didn't have good D tackles to try to be like, no, this year still matters. So they're not going to just wipe out CeeDee Lamb, I don't think.
When we talked to Jerry the first time.
And Tyler Smith and...
Right, Deron Bland when they worked on those deals. When we talked to Jerry the first time, do you think he would play ball at all with the question of if Micah hadn't been able to reach an agreement with Green Bay... And that took the Packers off the table and took Kenny Clark off the table. Were you still going to trade him to somebody else?
Yeah, he would probably play ball.
And do you think he'd say yes?
It depends if the other team had a D-tackle good enough. That they said was the prerequisite. You had to have the two first and you had to have a defensive tackle. But I'm pretty stunned that he's mailing in this season for the play. Again, he would fight this publicly. No one has them making the playoffs. I don't.
If Ezeraku is better than they project.
Because they were praising their pass rushing depth last night.
Which, yeah, they're deep there. They've got
a ton of questions. They're deep in questions.
There's some questions there, but they've got enough that you solidly see some stuff coming along that you feel good about. If Ezeraku is a 10-sack guy as a rookie, which is possible. I don't know that it's likely, but it's possible.
Yeah.
If he's a 10-sack guy as a rookie and Kenny Clark does take them from what would have been, let's say, the 30th run defense, and his presence now makes them 15th. So if they're 15th and you get 10 sacks out of Ezeraku, is that as good as you would have been with Micah, do you think?
Look, you can sell me on an argument about this Cowboys defense if you move them high enough up in run defense. I have been bitching and crying and whining and killing them for years, how soft they are and how they can't stop throwing. I'd love that over the past week they finally made it this huge priority to justify moving Micah Parsons. Who was it? Tony Casillas is like, wait, so you give up a generational talent these days to stop the run? If you told me they were going to be so high up in run defense, that's why I asked you the question earlier. Can you make the argument that the defense is better because of how much Kenny Clark could improve the run D.
They could be better, but not. I can't with certainty say that they're going to be.
Yeah, if you give me Ezeraku with 10 sacks, I mean, that's three or four less than Micah. The problem now is Neyland, Ezeraku, Fowler, Williams. They ain't got no Micah to take the attention away. They ain't got no one else. Kenny Clark now. You don't have to think about someone else figuring out where Parsons is.
Which we should be clear on this, too. Kenny Clark is not... He is not like this is not Gilbert the Gravedigger Brown as a run stopper. Like he's a
is he more of a three?
He's a well-rounded defensive tackle. But he's not like a top 5 run stopper at defensive tackle. He's a good run stopper who was about average last year. The problem is that they don't even have average as run stoppers inside right now. And that's it's tissue paper inside. And that's where looked like they needed to get stronger.
Broda sent me the scouting report. Straight ahead power player, can hold the point of attack with power. Effort as a pass rusher more than technique. Can hold up against double teams. Will get stuck along the line at times as a pass rusher. Will play high as a pass rusher, and it will slow him down. Could be a hard guy to move in the run game. Powerful finish. But he does have pop. When he plays on the move, he can be hard to stop. Will play with some violence. Best move as a pass rusher is an arm over. Will fight to get back into the play. Rams game, most active as a pass rusher. More wins. Effort is really good. Chase the ball. Better early in the season than towards the end. Will help as that one technique due to his ability to play with power. That's brought us a scouting report. So that's where we stand with it. Mike Florio. I hope he doesn't sit here and talk about boycotting the year season too much on the home of the Dallas Cowboys. But you never know what Florio's going to say at 8:40. How about some college football degenerate? Let's have RJ Choppy make you some money with the start of the college football weekend. Does he have Texas, Ohio State in his sights? That's next on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Shout out to the Tolos who are showing up big time here in Red Oak for the Firehouse Tour with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. I got Gary in Oak Cliff coming on out. Works here in Red Oak.
We also had Black and Gold B, big Saints fan who's always on the fan text, and we just met his son.
Oh, he's going to have
Luke.
A rough year, too.
We just met little Luke with him. And then Pete from Red Oak had stopped by, and we also met Ken from Midlothian.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com at 8:40. Luca, gone. Micah, gone. Corey Seager, probably gone the rest of the season. Having an appendectomy and will miss several weeks, according to Jared Sandler. And Chris Young says, hoping to return before the end of the season. Seager experienced abdominal pain in recent days that got worse and required procedure. Holy freaking crap.
Yeah, this is the hits keep coming. I was on with the Toronto radio this morning, 4:30 a.m.
This morning?
This morning.
Weren't you on somewhere yesterday?
A couple places, yeah. Saskatchewan
what?
Today.
What's up with the
I was
Canada?
On with Sirius yesterday, and then one other place.
Say it.
Maybe oh, baby.
All the overnight dancers.
The game. Yeah, in San Fran. All the overnight dancers.
Somebody's got to boost their
I ratings. Know, right? But the Toronto people said, well, just wait till you see how you feel when Wyatt Johnson becomes a Maple Leaf. So they already got their meat hooks on him.
Well, the Stars tweeted out, at least we still have Miko.
Which was a great tweet. That was a great tweet. I respected that one a lot.
So Seager.
Yeah, Seager, this is weird to me because why is this even being discussed as him being out 5 weeks? Because I thought
Tell us how you're tougher than Corey Seager, Bob.
I'm not saying I'm tougher than Corey Seager. I'm just saying is that I know that when I had my appendectomy, it was – and have you got your appendix?
I have, yes, both of them.
You got your – there's just one. Okay, all right. The appendectomy is – that was the most helpless I've ever – I thought I was going to die when my appendix was about to burst. And so – when you get the appendectomy, you're in there like overnight, and then you go home, and then they just tell you to basically for like a week, take it easy. Like, don't like run into anything and like be careful. So I get all that. And I guess like obviously like with an athlete, being able to return to normal life and being able to return to work is different than like returning to athletics. But still, 5 weeks just felt like a really long time.
Yeah, I assume that because of the torque of the swing and the appendix on the right side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Him being a lefty,
it starts here at your navel and then right. It moves down.
So him being a lefty, that's the front side, that's the hip, the torque, the stitches. I guess that checks. Do you have to go through muscle wall to get to that? Probably.
No, they literally go up through like your groin.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now this is the most Corey Seager thing ever though, because the appendix is literally the thing that they're still kind of like, yeah, we don't totally know what it does. Like, maybe it holds some immune cells when you're younger.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't totally know what it is. And they're like, yeah, you can live without it. We'll just cut it out. So it figures that the one useless thing that exists within the body would still be the thing that Corey Seager injured.
Six and a half back in the West, 4.5 in the wild card. But, Choppy, what you wrote last night hit me the hardest. And that's my Cowboy depression today is this upcoming season, not making the postseason, erasing a lot of my hope. The Rangers' watchability for this team left, holy mackerel.
They are dang near unwatchable at this point now.
They're just listenable on the fan.
They're just listenable.
Simeon, Seager, Eovaldi.
And Carter. And at some point, maybe you shut DeGrom down too, depending on how things go. They got 6 games before they start playing. They have a tough stretch with Milwaukee, Houston, and the Mets. They play 12 games against those three teams. Right, they've got 6 with Houston, and they have 3 with Milwaukee, and then 3 with the Mets. Those are good quality baseball teams. Other than that, they've got winnable, very winnable games. So if you can go 6-6 in those 12 games, you give yourself a puncher's chance. But there's going to come a point, like if they get to that Houston series, if they get through the Houston series that starts next week, and they're basically in the same spot they're in now. And they've still got 9 more games against Milwaukee, the Mets, and the Houston Astros. Are you really going to sit there and throw DeGrom out there and push his innings? He's already at the 5th most innings he's ever had in his career. Ever. Or are you going to really push him?
Let's have RJ Choppy plan out your college football Saturday tomorrow and get you this year's first degenerate picks.
All right, let's take a look at the games. The picks.
2-1 last night, baby.
Oh, you went
two
last night
and one.
With Mahomes.
I lost. I lost that game. I lost Nebraska-Cincinnati. I had Nebraska -6.5. But I did win South Florida +5.5 against Boise State. Put a nickel on South Florida to represent the group of five. And then, of course, because I am a true degenerate, I took Louisiana Monroe -24.5 against St. Francis of PA.
What did you like about St. Francis?
What did I like about there?
Yeah, what was wrong with
I
that?
Heard they took a bus.
Oh.
From St. Francis down to Louisiana. 3-day bus trip. That's what I heard.
That can cause a lot of sciatic issues
it
and stuff.
Does. Like, absolutely.
Like compression on the nerves.
All right, so here we go. Let's go. I've got a 4-team parlay. It's a pizza money parlay. $10 gets you $125.
Let's write it down.
UCLA money line against Utah. Texas money line against Ohio State.
Yeah.
Notre Dame money line against Miami, and Georgia Tech money line against Colorado. The only dog in that is UCLA. They're the only ones you're getting plus money on.
Isn't Texas a dog?
They're even money on the money line.
Okay.
Right, so it's right there. Notre Dame, -2.5. Let's take that bet against Miami. I'm not a believer in Carson Beck. I'm just not. So that's that game. I also got Georgia Tech -4.5 against Colorado. UCLA +6.5 against Utah. Purdue -18 against Ball State. I like the over in Tennessee-Syracuse. It's 50.5. And then the Horns money line. Don't bother with laying the juice on the 2.5 points or 1.5 with Texas. If you think Texas is going to cover that, just bet them to win the game. It's probably even money. If it's -110, it's -110. Just take your money line. And there's your degenerate picks.
Now, what about the schedule for the day? He'll tweet it out at RJ Choppy on social media as well.
So, you know you've got at 11 a.m., all right, this is how you can play it out. You know it's Texas-Ohio State. For me, I'm going to start with Tennessee-Syracuse. If that game gets out of hand, or any of the early game gets out of hand, you know you have Texas-Ohio State in your back pocket.
YouTube now allowing you to watch it. They worked out a little deal with Fox.
Tennessee will keep it competitive for the first half.
They'll run out of gas.
Yeah,
okay.
it's like the Rangers. Just get us to July.
So after that, you've got kind of a flood, right? You've got Florida State and Bama. But you can also skip that 2:30 window. Get some honeydews done, right? You get some honeydew lists done. You don't have to sit there and worry about that game if you don't want to. I happen to think that I'm not a huge Alabama guy, but I do think that Florida State has fallen on some rough times. You don't have any other great games in that 2:30 window. Nothing. But then you get to the night. And you could start off, you know, if you're an A&M fan, you could start off with UT San Antonio. If you're an Oklahoma fan, you could start off with Oklahoma-Illinois State. And you can keep those all going until those games get out of hand. And then you turn over to the big boys at ABC, 6:30, LSU at Clemson. Nussmeier and Klubnik. Is Clemson back? Clemson hasn't beaten an SEC team in a while. LSU, they haven't won a opening game in seeming like a decade. Brian Kelly never does that. Both coaches, could they be in the hot seat? You know, I don't know. And then on Sunday, you got Notre Dame-Miami, 6 versus 10. I think this is a no-doubt Notre Dame victory. Miami was carried by Cam Ward. Carried by Cam Ward last year. And they don't have that. I'm not a Carson Beck guy. So that's how you can kind of matriculate around your weekend.
LSU's going to handle Clemson this
week. You think
so? Yep. I think Nussmeier's going to go in there. He's going to start the Heisman campaign early. It has nothing to do with the Marcus High School connection.
Yeah.
I think Clemson to me is – I'm still not buying their bounce back. Everybody is so thirsty over them right now. I'm thinking like Dabo's gotten through to the other side. I do not believe in Klubnik. I already know that's going to be the big fight I have during draft season already with Nick Harris. Nick, I saw him yesterday and somehow Klubnik came up. And he's like, ooh, I started watching him a little bit. I like him. I think he's going to be good. And I was like, oh, gosh. Man. All right, that's going to be the one that I'm going to have to, like, get knocked down, drag out fights with. It's because I don't think Klubnik's very good.
Bobby, give us your hot take predictions for the college football season.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing for me is, like, I don't think – I kind of tipped it there, but I don't think that Clemson is going to be the contender that everybody talks about them being. They're ranked 4 overall right now. They've got a lot of legitimate – NFL talent on their team this year. I don't think they're going to be like a Florida State collapse like we had seen last year, but I think that Clemson team is still probably like a 3-loss football team. So that's the big one. For me, I am finally allowing myself to do it.
And that's
I don't think I've been a Texas homer too much.
No.
And I'm generally pretty realistic with my picks on them. I do think this is the year they get it done.
Ooh.
I think the Longhorns beat Penn State in the title.
You know,
I think that's what we get. Penn State's going to be really good this year.
They are. I'll tell you, I really like Notre Dame this year, too. I think Notre Dame's got an outside chance of doing again what they did last year.
Marcus Freeman's a great coach.
But like, you've had all these arch questions.
I do. I know. And there's that's all going to exist there. I think their defense is going to be so damn suffocating, and Sark will do enough to make arch comfortable that they're still going to be able to have success.
How much is Mike Florio going to destroy Jerry and the Cowboys front office for the Micah trade? Florio, Football Night in America, ProFootballTalk.com joins us on Sean and RJ next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby live from the Red Oak Firehouse, brought to you by Whataburger, Firehouse Movers, and Fraser Roofs and Gutters here on the home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
Bobby knows.
Jake Rietma stopping by. We're not doing your stupid intro.
Damn it.
Peyton, I'm sending you, Florio, a different number as you're trying to connect with them. Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Rietma stopping by and other Tolos as well who have been telling us they've been with us since day one. So that's awesome.
Day one, baby. That's a long time ago. We're talking 50. That's a high school kid.
And this weather is nice.
Perfect.
This is pretty perfect. There's been a couple days this week that have been really nice this week. I'm optimistic that we might have a decent fall.
It's going to be like 97 tomorrow-ish.
I hope
back hot again. We got baseball.
Is it supposed to be clear? I need it for
60% chance of rain on Sunday.
Kristen did say she was like, "Oh, I saw the forecast. There's supposed to be rain on Saturday during Sean's party."
During?
Yeah. That's what she said she saw on the forecast.
Yeah, it's going to be a bummer. I won't be there anyway, but until later.
Oh, that was a flirtation with just not being there, period.
I told you he's going to bail.
I am not in control. My children are in
this
control.
This is the bail right
My
here.
My children are in control.
This is it.
I got to get a kid to a fantasy draft party at 5:30. After that, I'm free.
If he wants to win, why don't you just bring him and I'll give him all the tips?
It's one of those stupid in-person drafts because they don't have anything to do because they're kids. We'll be there after.
Peyton Florio's melting down here.
I know. I don't know if it's my end or his end. I still can't get a hold of him.
I like the attitude.
I mean, I just want to be able to have a guest on. We've been taking calls.
Send him to Zoom.
We've been taking calls throughout the day.
Mike's always TV ready.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station. So summarize the trade reaction that you guys have kind of gotten from the Tolos throughout the day.
You know, yesterday I thought it was more, I don't want to say good riddance, but I'm fine with the deal. I don't think it was ever good, maybe one or two good riddances, and then one or two, dang, this is awful. But the rest were more measured, like, I understand it's good team building long term, but there is no doubt that people are depressed about the prospects of this season. Because if they had done this in March, you have 6 months of coping that, hey, you know what? We're probably not going to be that good.
And new draft picks.
You know, but now you do it here. We're 6 days away from the opener. It's like, we don't have any time to cope that this is going to be a problem.
You probably get 3 first-round picks if you trade them in March.
Or
you probably get 1 for 25, and then you get the 26, 27 picks.
I need to know that they were totally convinced he was not going to play games. Otherwise, I'm having him distractions and all. I've been the one most concerned about distractions. I'm forcing him to play this year and dare to miss the games. Because now I don't have any hope for the postseason. Tolo, Josh, this is the most excited I've been for the Cowboys' future in a long time. Sucks we might have to suffer through a bad season or two, but we weren't going anywhere anyways. This sets us up to get a quarterback who could potentially get us to the Super Bowl. Some Dak disrespect. I don't want to get Bobby.
Hey, Josh.
But people keep bringing up, could this be our Herschel Walker trade?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
first of all, wait till 9.
Jerry.
I have a clip for that.
Yeah, the Cowboys were in such a different spot.
Let's bring in Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Mike, how stunned were you and shocked are you this actually happened?
Oh, I never thought they would trade him. I thought they were committed to kicking the can through 2025 and not paying him until next year. Or possibly trading him after the season. That's what I thought they were going to do. I didn't expect them to just throw in the towel. But once they realized he wasn't going to play, and I think that's what happened, they realized he's not going to play on the fifth-year option. That's when they decided we better just move on.
Mike, how much do you think this was also – was it more about $47 million versus 40, or this petty communication disagreement?
Well, I think we need to wait for the final details of the deal to see how real the 47 is. But I think that this thing went sideways. We know it went sideways when Jerry decided he was going to parlay a conversation with Micah from March into, or April, or whenever it happened, into this insistence that they have a deal, and the agent's just a bystander. I think David Mulugeta proved he's more than a bystander by getting this thing done quietly and behind the scenes. And getting the 47, if it is a real 47 from the Packers, and getting the Packers to give up 2 first-round picks and a player to get him. The fact that the Packers are willing to make that investment should tell you that maybe the Cowboys should have thought about Micah Parsons a different way than they did.
Mike, does it change things for you at all, your perspective on blame or how it shifts or anything else, if Jerry's account is correct, which the one he gave yesterday was that they had the meeting, they talked figures, Micah left, came back with countermeasures that they then worked through and agreed to. Does that sound more like a negotiation that Micah may have entered into, if that account is correct, which obviously is just he said, she said?
Well, look, there's always going to be different accounts as to what transpired. The bottom line is properly functioning football teams find a way to get their best players signed on a timely basis to a fair contract. The whole process of draft and develop, it's like a lottery. You get a lottery ticket. That draft pick is a lottery ticket, and you scratch it off and you find out if you have a winner. Now, if you have a winner, the jackpot goes to the player. But that's how it works. You want to pay that jackpot. You want to give that piece of the salary cap to the great player. You don't trade that great player in, that lottery prize in, for more tickets, which is what they've done. And that's how they're going to justify it. That's how the Bengals do business. There's so much in common between Jerry Jones and Mike Brown. There's so much different between the two of them, but there's so much in common. There's this fundamental cheapness that is at play here, and this idea that they can just bring in new players with draft picks and be better than they were with a transcendent, dominant defensive player, it's ridiculous to me.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com here on The Fan.
Let's say you're Jerry Jones, and you were never going to sign him long-term, right? Or you were, but it was never going to be at the number he wanted, so it wasn't going to work. Would you have held out for more picks? Would you have made him play through this year and then tag him and trade him? Would you have done it earlier? How would you have done it?
I would offer him to the Tennessee Titans before the draft. Remember, we had heard that there was talk along those lines. Get the number 1 overall pick in the draft. Get myself Travis Hunter. Get myself Abdu Carter. And have somebody now, another transcendent red dot, stop that guy player to replace the one I've let walk away. That's what I would have done. I would have made my decision on my strategy a long time ago, and I would have implemented it. They changed their strategy once they found out that kicking the can was not going to work. They dared Micah to not play. I think they believed when push came to shove, he was not going to deny himself playing football. When they realized he was, that's when they had to come up with another approach, because they thought they could just sit and wait him out and he would play this year for $24 million or $21. As we learned this week, the official number was $21.3, not $24. There was a fight pending in a grievance to get it to $24. It may not have even gotten to $24.
Mike, it seems like Jerry Jones is trying to reinvent the way the National Football League does contracts. Last night, they doubled down in the presser and was like, no, we're still going to try to deal with the players first. And then Steven said, we only deal with the players when they want it to get done. If they request the agent, we go to the agent. What do you think of like this? Is Jerry Jones trying to eradicate sports agents in the National Football League?
I remember when some players started this trend of representing themselves. Richard Sherman and Russell Okung were at the forefront of it. And it's fine. If you want to do that for yourself, that's fine. But don't advocate that everyone else should do it, because the owners would love it if all the players were representing themselves. They would love it. They would steamroll them. The first deal that Russell Okung did on his own was an embarrassment. The first deal Richard Sherman did on his own, the union had to send it back to the 49ers and say, can you please like do something? Can we please work with this a little bit? It's a little bit too slanted for the team. The owners would love to negotiate with the players directly. And I vaguely remember Dez Bryant saying, when Jerry was trying to negotiate directly with him, hey, let's go out and run pass routes and you try to defend me. Mm-hmm. Because if we're going to do
that too.
If we're going to do what I do well, if we're going to do what you do well, let's do what I do well.
Mike, you know, when you look at the fact that I know you had talked about Matt Schaub making a deal out of this, saying that there may be a grievance as he's trying to run for the NFLPA executive director. Now that this has been kind of settled and there's an outcome here, do you think that's an issue the PA is going to drop, or do you think they're going to further lean into the Cowboys on, hey, are you guys doing everything the right way here?
Well, first of all, the NFLPA is currently in chaos, so we don't know what the hell they're doing. And second of all, I believe in this case, a decision was made by Micah Parsons' camp to not push it, because what do you really gain from it? Under the CBA, the first offense, the punishment is nothing. It's nothing. You get a pass for the first one. Second one, $62,000 fine. Every infraction after that, another $62,000 fine. That's nothing. It's a parking ticket for Jerry. So why make an issue there when you've got another strategy that you're working on that ultimately turned out to be pretty damn effective? Why worry about making a big deal about Jerry directly negotiating with players? And, I mean, look at it this way. How many times has Jerry directly negotiated with a player and it's blown up in his face?
Yeah.
This one did. This one definitely did.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, Football Night in America. The book is out, The Big Shield, here on Sean and RJ, 105 through The Fan. What does your phone look like once this happened with league reaction? Are people laughing at them? Are they stunned by it? Some understanding it? What's your phone look like from the league?
I think most rational people look at this and say, why would they not work this out? This guy is too good to not keep. And if you've got concerns about him, and Sean, it dates back to your reporting from April of 2024. Well, and I remember my reaction to that when you said that there were some at the team facility for whom Micah's acted worn thin. I said then, well, fine, if you don't want him, trade him, because there's going to be another team out there that says, we'll take the talent. We'll take the talent. But I don't want to gloss over the impact of how the Cowboys disrespected David Mulugeta in this process. I got this text today out of the blue, unsolicited, from a guy who's been an agent for a very long time. He said this: you have no idea how damaging this episode is for the Cowboys as it relates to the entire agent community. We all talk, and nobody would ever willingly steer their clients to that team. Make no mistake, they've never been an honest or a good organization, but since Jerry has so brazenly disrespected and went behind the back of a top player's top agent, they are in serious trouble moving forward. This is really one of those time to take the car keys away moments. That was the text I got this morning.
Wow.
From a guy who's been an agent for a long time. So we'll see what the ramifications are, starting with George Pickens, who's also represented by David Mulugeta.
Have you found that agents, players actually stick to stuff like that? Because at the end of the day, it's about money. If the Cowboys offer the best contract, that might negate all that stuff. But like, have you found like how teams treat players, coaches, that resonates and it stays long term?
Well, it's a factor, and you hit the nail on the head. The money ultimately is the thing that drives the bus. You want to be a team that wins jump balls without having to overpay. Mm-hmm. You want to be a team that maybe can offer less and get the player to come play for you. That's the key. If you are suddenly a team that has to overpay to attract free agents, good luck splitting up that pie that Jerry likes to talk about.
You tweeted out something very strong last night about what you think Cowboy fans, the way they should feel about this season moving forward. What was that?
Well, I know it's hard for people to deprive themselves of the things they love, and people love football. They love their favorite teams, and I think that gets used against them. They get mistreated by the supplier of the thing they love. And the best way to get a message through to Jerry Jones would be to boycott the team this year. Don't go to the games. Don't watch them on TV. Maybe take it all the way out to, we're not going to come back until you sell the team. But for how long do you go on strike with that thing you look forward to? I mean, I remember before I got myself into this business, I would count the days until football season started. I loved football season. I was upset when I realized we're halfway through the season. I wanted it to last all year long. You don't want to deprive yourself of it, of that enjoyment. That's another thing that the multi-billionaires have working in their favor. They have a product that we can't get enough of, and even when we are pissed off at the supplier, we will still gladly pay whatever they want for it.
The Big Shield is out. I know it's taken off in terms of early sales. We got Tolos here in the Metroplex wanting to get what you're writing because it's nonstop. Tell us about what's going on with it.
Well, yeah, and you can get the 99-cent ebook on Amazon. And I've made many dumb decisions in my life, and I own all of them. It was stupid for me to only charge 99 cents for this one based upon the interest in it. But, you know, I want people to have access to it. I want them to read it. I don't care about the money. And I know when people say they don't care about the money, they really do care about the money, but I charge 99 cents for it. I don't care about the money. I'm basically giving it away. And it is it's got to be a good story that people are entertained by or they're not going to read it. But the premise is based on something I've been concerned about, the prevalence of inside information in professional football, the people out there who have an incentive to cozy up to players, to know things, so they can make wagers accordingly. That's how it starts, and it all goes from there. And I'm stunned at how well it's done, and I hope that people will give it a shot. And again, for 99 cents, it's not like you can't say you didn't get your money's worth.
It's the Big Shield, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, and Thursday night for the opener without Micah Parsons against the Eagles. Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
And we may see you, I don't know what's going to happen, the Cowboys-Packers, NBC, week 4, maybe coming to Dallas. Never know. Gosh.
Thank you, Mike.
See you,
Mike,
guys.
Mike Florio, D&M Leasing Hotline.
I got his book for free.
Did you?
I have Kindle Unlimited, so if you got Kindle Unlimited, it's free on Amazon.
How is the rest of the football world grading the Cowboys trade? Let's see what everybody else thinks. Then Nick Eatman, 9:20, final hour, Sean and RJ next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.